Dave, are you out touring the countryside today?
Yeah, I'm up in Stevens Point doing the polka, you know, the Stevens Point polka.
The Tuba Dan family band favorite, right?
It is, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Speaking of polkas, we're getting closer to your Oktoberfest.
We are only 1 week away. Can you believe it?
Man, time flies.
Time flies when you're having fun and the beer is cold.
That's right. And you're probably brewing heavily for not only fall, but for your Oktoberfest. What can we expect next Saturday on the 4th?
Well, I got to start off. So this weekend, tomorrow night, we have Dan Broxman and Al Munchell, live music from 5 to 8. And then I do also have to give a shout-out to the Blue Eyed Blonde. She is turning 25 this year.
Right.
it's her birthday this weekend. So I got to wish happy birthday to the Blue Eyed Blonde. So if anybody's out there and they happen to see her out and about, give her a big happy birthday. But, yeah, Oktoberfest weekend. So we're kicking it off, actually, on Friday. We're going to have the Rippin' Craft Beer Walk happening downtown. On Friday night, we've got a band playing from 5 to 8 on Friday night, the Maintenance Men. And we're going to have some homebrewers set up in the brewery offering free beer samples. So you can get your ticket. It's a ticketed event. It's kind of like the Wine Walk.
Right.
Where all the stores downtown will be sampling beers, but they're all craft beers instead of wine. So that's going on Friday night. It's the high school and college homecoming. And then Saturday, we, of course, roll right into Oktoberfest. We've got Carol and the Keynotes taking the big stage at noon, and they'll be playing till, I think, 3 o'clock. And then we'll have the annual Stein Holding Contest, probably mid-afternoon. And then we're adding stone throwing, or it's actually called Stein Tossing.
Okay.
It's the proper name for it. So it's the Masons organization is actually, they're going to run that. It's a scholarship fundraiser. So it's a $10 entry fee, but there's a men's and women's division, and it's essentially you just throw this stone. It's not a real stone. It's like a rubber medicine ball. But I think the men's is 100 pounds and the women's is 60 maybe.
Oh, geez, that's bigger than I thought.
Yeah, winner takes all for that. But there's also, I think, we're going to have some goofier prize with that, like maybe the shortest throw might win too. We'll see. We're working out the details, but that'll be happening mid-afternoon. We'll have hammer schlagen going on all day in the beer garden, and then Two-Fifths Party Band takes the big stage starting at 4 o'clock. So
boy,
it'll be fun. We've got the Knuth Brewing Company Oktoberfest beer brats that we cook in the wood-fired oven. The jumbo beer brats we'll be serving, and yeah, looking forward to it. I can't believe it's here already.
That's going to be a busy weekend with the homecomings. And I know the Badgers are on a bye week, but they have an 11 a.m. kickoff against the Wolverines on the 4th. So you'll have the Badger game on too, I'm sure.
Yeah, and if it's nice out, which as of right now, the weather, I mean, for the next 10 days is looking beautiful.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
But yeah, we'll have the big screen TV out in the beer garden set up for that Badger Michigan game. So hopefully they can get on track here, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
We need this bye week.
So we're going to have some nice weather this weekend, and it's Green Lakes Harvest Fest going on Saturday. Are you in that at all?
Yeah, our beer will be available to purchase pretty much all around, I mean, everywhere in Green Lake. I just dropped off 3 half barrels of Blue Eyed Blonde at the Goose Blind, so they're well stocked. Scoots Cafe is well stocked, just delivered there. I think the Chamber and the Rotary are going to be selling beer downtown too. So lots of fun stuff. This is, as we have said, this is our favorite time of year.
It is. And you picked a good time to put your sailboat in a little bit late, because you're going to probably get some good runs in yet with the way the weather's looking.
Yeah, I just got to sneak away here,
Yeah, I know the feeling all too well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're probably, you know, I put stable in the fuel tank. I think I told you that last week. But, you know, stable's cheap. We're planning on going back out on Sunday, so I'll just dump another bottle in when it's over.
I think, yeah, it's worth it. What did it cost you? $10?
Not even. Actually, it went down in price. But I always get it on the off season. I stock up because then you're not scrambling to get into the stores get that and the antifreeze and basically everything I get on the opposite seasons and stock up, because I've learned there's nothing more frustrating than making a run to town and the shelves are empty.
Yeah, it's kind of like that first big snowstorm and your shovel break, and you run down to the hardware store and there's no more shovel.
I'll never
or worse yet, there's one shovel, but like it's like the crappy shovel that nobody really wants.
The flat metal one that catches all the cracks on the sidewalk. That some pumps are a bad one to not have a backup. And the other, I had a buddy of mine used to have in his old home a crawl space where the well pump came in, and every time it got below freezing, or when the polar vortex would hit, it would freeze up his lines. So we went into Menards and all over the place to find a heater, just a propane heater. And we went in, and there's like three guys staring at the display unit. And my buddy just walks up, rips it off the shelf, and takes it up to the register. Everyone just stares like, hey. But he got his heater and he got his house thawed out. So that's all that counts.
There you go. I mean, you can't hesitate. Sometimes you just, you see the hole and you got to hit it.
That's right. And his name's Carl, too. So it's like, Carl. Anything else this week, Dave?
I don't think so. Just happy to be out on the road again delivering beer. Hi to all the folks, and hope everybody has a great weekend.
Yeah, you as well. Contact info.
748-5188.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Roll out the barrel.